aisles there of my little daughter's church, and it's a $15,000 house, and he let them have the money without interest, and he came up to speak, Archbishop Lucy. He spoke for 10.5 minutes. He spent a minute and a half telling them what a beautiful rectory it was, how he wanted them all to appreciate it, keep take good care of the grounds and everything. Then he spent 9 minutes quoting the Pope in 1917, where he said, we've all got to be, in some sickly he put out, we've all got to be against aggression. Other nations going across boundary lines and unjust aggression. He said he went out to Vietnam and he found out that's what they were doing. The North Vietnamese were going down into South Vietnam with soldiers. We weren't going into North Vietnam with soldiers, they were coming south. So that is exactly what the Pope said. Now then, he said, I appreciate what the President stood up here for all of us. He's not like a Chamberlain. He didn't cave in, and Chamberlain was popular at the moment, but years later, they thought that he ruined the world. Now, he said, I want to point out that I started on wages down here in 1938, and the President voted for my wage and hour plan, where women work at 8 cents an hour. Now, the minimum is $1.60. He said, I want to talk about Medicare. I want to talk about immigration, all the poor people he let come in from other countries to meet with their families. So he talked a total of 9 minutes. The damn story ran, an aged archbishop, 77 years old, came out today, preached on Vietnam, and in a very lengthy statement, repeated all of Johnson's brags about his administration. Now, that's the way the wire serves.
Well, you see, the only thing about this is that I'm not concerned about the wire service. I'm not concerned about the newspaper. But I am concerned about the senior citizen listening in his home that Johnson explained to him Medicare and the program and what it means to them. You won't get it from the newspapers. You're not getting it. You won't get it from television. You won't get it from the radio. But with you doing it yourself, what I'm concerned about is here you're going out of office with a hell of a record and no one saying anything about it.
Well, I may just, I'll talk to my cabinet and my staff this week. I may just do two things. I may just take the foreign policy angle 30 minutes some night and then take the domestic 30 minutes and just say a report to the people.
A report to the people would be wonderful, Mr. President.
All right.
I think you owe it to us and the people to do this because, gosh darn it, I think that's what they're waiting for. You've got enough guts to do it the way you do it and to talk to them right direct from the shoulders and tell them what the problem is.
I'll talk to them, see if we can work it up. I signed a commission today for a fellow named Sheridan.
He'd be the greatest ambassador there. We love
all right, well, you better tell him, tell him he ought to be dancing the streets of Dublin tonight.
We'll be dancing in Chicago.
All right, well, you tell him.
Say hello to Lady Bird.
I will.
Talk to you, Mr.
God bless you. Bye.